Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Olala Njinga is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Olala is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO and Senior Marketing Strategist of Yellowwood Group. She's the author of 37, What Were They Thinking? Moments in Marketing. She's our good friend. Olala, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
It's good to have you back. One of the things that I like to talk about, in fact, my new book's got a whole chapter devoted to this, is putting an S on value. How the marketplace was built on delivering value, being competitive and delivering value, and the relationship between customers and the people they buy from, I call them sellers. Is morphing, though, not that value is not still important, but that values are increasingly important. Putting an S on that word is really something that is increasingly now, and I think will continue to increasingly be important and more powerful than ever. What do you think?
Absolutely, and it's interesting for me to watch because, you know, I've got some millennials of my own that I've raised.
And, yeah, these aren't your employees. These are your flesh and blood, right?
These are my daughter and my son, and getting them to understand the concept of values and how it has evolved over the time that my husband and I have raised them, and then taking those values that we've given them into the workplace. So this is definitely a hot button conversation for me as an employer.
Right.
And as a parent, so I'm hoping we'll have a juicy conversation about
Well, now, tell me about your, so how do you feel about, so you want to make this values discussion, you want it to be generational as much as anything, right?
I think that it's hard to have a conversation about values and not consider the generational impact of what values mean.
Well, one thing about it, if we're talking about value, regardless of the generation, and if we're talking about values in the marketplace, we have to establish that customers are going to be more attracted to values that they align with, and that that's going to be a bigger differentiator. So regardless of your generation, if you subscribe to what I just said, then you have to be prepared to understand and to appreciate the impact of those values.
Definitely. And if you look at a workplace situation, the question that I have asked many of my colleagues and friends who are also employers is, who's responsible for the values of a company, especially in a small business?
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
While you have this influx of people across different generations with different understandings, you know, the cultural values in Kentucky is very different than the cultural values in North Carolina, very different than the cultural values in California. And you have so many people migrating and being part of your workplace tapestry, who's really responsible for the values inside the company and keeping a finger on the values of your customers?
And this,
that's
really, really very well said, Olala. And the reason I'm glad you said it that way is because it must be established that the owner of the company, the person on whose desk the buck stops, the person who is, when everybody else is gone, is still left holding the bag, so to speak, that person is responsible. They are the keeper of the key of the vault where the values are kept.
And would like to believe that.
Oh,
right?
No. There's no quarter on this. I mean, this is what happens in my company. I don't care what how old you are. I don't care where you came from. This is how we behave in this company. This is how we treat our customers. This is how we treat our associates. When we talk to Olala and Jenga, we treat her this way because this is how this is who we are. And that is not a debatable item.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
That is not up for debate. Now, you want to come to work at 8:30 instead of 5:30? If you'd like to make an adjustment in your schedule, I'll talk to you about that.
Right.
You know, if you want me to get better, you know, if you want to ask me for, you know, I don't know, whatever, you know.
Day off, whatever.
If you want to drink my milk and, you know, if you want to drink my Cokes, you know, whatever you want to do. If you want to take some extra time for lunch, I don't care. But when it comes to values, there's no quarter. We're going to talk about this some more with Olala and Jenga after these messages. 22, I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.